Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. We've spent time recently considering some of the most powerful emotions we can feel. Fear, anger, grief, and today we'll consider shame. Have you ever experienced how overwhelming shame can be? One of my greatest moments of shame was during junior high track. I was the slow, asthmatic sixth grader whose best finish was third in a race that only had 3 participants. And I remember the day of that race, I determined I must win no matter what. Now, it was a longer race, so I decided I would take off at top speed and get such a big lead that no one would be able to overtake me. The gun sounded, and I shot off like a bullet. And you probably know where this is going. I remember that last 100 yards, where I am so gassed I want to die, looking ahead at the finish line and all those who had passed me long ago, and refusing to look at the stands full of folks now done cheering and watching me struggle. But then they started cheering again. And here's why. There was this chubby boy who also had not finished the race, and I could now hear him coming up from behind me, huffing and puffing, inspired to see he was gaining on me, determined that he was not going to finish last. And at that moment, I wanted more than anything in the world not to lose to this kid. I wanted to shut these folks up who were cheering for him to catch me, and I tried desperately to find something in my tank, but I had nothing. And he passed me as we crossed the finish line to a cheering crowd. At that moment, I felt like a dump truck of shame backed up and deposited its whole load on me. I had never felt more ashamed in my whole life. But it was not so much the humiliation of losing in front of peers and folks in the stands. I was already pretty numb to that. It was because someone else had showed up, and for the first time. Out of the blue, my father had shown up right before that race. The father who was absent from my life had actually showed up to watch his oldest son run his race, which is why I determined at the start that I must not lose this race. I cannot lose. I thought if I won that race, afterwards I would see his beaming face. I'd feel his embrace and hear him say, "Son, I am so proud of how you finished that race." Those words would have meant the world to me. To be ashamed is to feel exposed, to feel disgraced, to feel defective. To live in constant shame is to carry a sense that your person, who you are at your very core, is just all wrong. If you are carrying shame, I want you to get Hebrews 12:2 in your heart. It calls you to run your race looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Do you hear that? Jesus despised the shame. Jesus said, "Shame, I despise you. Bring it on, all you got." And then look at the race Jesus ran as he defeated shame. He was born out of wedlock, a child of Nazareth where nothing good ever comes. He hung out with misfits and sinners. He was rejected by religious leaders. He was betrayed by a close friend. He was sold for the price of a slave, denied by his closest friends, beaten, condemned, whipped, spat upon, and then set high naked for all the world to see on the most shameful instrument of torture in history. And then the Father, who was always present, turned his face away. Jesus' race on earth from beginning to end was shameful, shameful, shameful. Jesus despised the shame so much that he took it all on and refused to let it define him or his purpose and work. And what was that purpose and work? To swallow up our shame forever, to turn your shame into glory. So when you look to him as you run your race, shame no longer defines you. Do you see how much you matter to Jesus? And if Jesus would stoop this low, there is no one who is too bad off to save. Don't believe the lie that you have shame greater than this Savior. Jesus descended to the very bottom of shame so that he could be the lifter of your head. And he is now seated in glory at the right hand of a pleased Father who loves to hear his good words of all of us who have fixed our eyes on him in faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to make us happy and whole in him. Help us when we're in the darkness, when we let shame lead us to forget who we are and who we belong to. And grant this day, we will believe that the shame we face today is nothing compared to the joy you set before us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.